Now, before it lost a chunk of territory to Russia, Ukraine was already convulsed with protests. Many people were killed as President Viktor Yanukovych was driven from office. So now Ukrainians face the classic question of a divided and wounded nation. It's how much they really want to know about the past. At one point, snipers shot at protesters. Ukrainian investigators have blamed those shootings on President Yanukovych and on Russia. Some Ukrainians want to hear that, and some don't. NPR's Emily Harris has spoken with one of each kind. Both were in Israel receiving medical treatment for gunshot wounds.
One evening in February, Vova Betyuk heard that government forces were planning to clear protesters from Kiev's Independence Square. The 17-year-old texted his friends, left his dorm room, and ignored his older brother's pleas to stay away from the action.
How could I not go if they said they would attack? Everybody had to rise up. We had to defend ourselves.
When he got there, chaos. He remembers police vehicles ramming barricades, others using water trucks against protesters. He and companions threw Molotov cocktails back. Then he went to find a friend who had disappeared.
I moved a few yards and felt a punch in my chest. I was wearing a kind of padded coat, and I didn't realize at first that I'd been shot. One bullet hit me in the chest, another went in my arm. It was hard to breathe. I fell down, and two men helped me to a first aid station.
February 20th was the most deadly day of the protests. Snipers shot from high buildings, killing scores of people. Yuri Belokoz is the chief medical officer for a city police unit.
My team was overloaded. They were dealing with serious injuries and massive blood loss. A kind of panic started because our police officers had no guns, and one reason for so many casualties on our side was that they were easy targets.
Mid-morning, Belokoz, like Petyuk, took a bullet through his chest. Ukrainian donors brought these two men and eight others to Israel for specialized treatment. In a hospital near Tel Aviv 2 weeks ago, Belokoz lifted his shirt to show one small cut where the bullet went in on his right side and another where it went out on his left. He had no idea who shot him, but he believed the bullet came from the protesters' side.
I guess that we didn't shoot each other. I mean, the police. Who shot and from exactly where? That can only be known with an investigation.
The government's initial findings, revealed yesterday, named some specific places snipers stood to shoot. Ukraine's prosecutor general said 12 members of an elite police squad have been detained in connection with the shootings. Betyuk, the 17-year-old protester shot in the chest, has just one question he really wants answered.
Not who shot, but who ordered the shootings.
Ukrainian investigators say former President Viktor Yanukovych did, with planning help from Russia's internal security. Belokoz, the police medic, says he doesn't want details.
For me, it's not important. A bit higher, a bit lower, a bit to the side, and we would be buried, remembered by family and a handful of friends. We should forget what happened yesterday and start from the very beginning. Forget grievances, start from scratch and build a new Ukraine.
It won't be easy. Political opponents of the interim Ukrainian government, including the Kremlin, are already raising questions about the investigators' findings so far. Emily Harris, NPR News.